Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Chris is still making his way back from Nashville, where he spent the Easter weekend. Donnie is here. Yesterday was the anniversary of the Jerome Bettis trade, one of the great in Pittsburgh sports history. We made a great trade at the Fan today, replacing Malzi with Emmett, who's been shadowing Donnie all day. So already rave reviews. Our bosses basically tried to coax Emmett's family into letting him break child labor laws to work here because he's so much better than Chris at some of the things that Craig is looking for in prospective talent for this radio station. So we'll let him work on that. We will try to – actually, we're not going to try to solve the Pirates' problems because – they are plenty, and there's a lot of them, and we only have a four-hour show. And a lot of the things people will say about how to fix them won't ever happen. So it is like beating your head against a wall over and over and over again, concussing yourself, waking up, wondering where you are, getting back up, and then doing it again is what it feels like, analyzing them, watching them. I went to Saturday's game. It was something out of like a time machine. Like I was back in October of 2013 and I was down there hours before the wild card game against the Reds. That's what the scene around the ballpark felt like. And the reason why everybody was there was for a collectible. It was because of Paul Skeens again. If Paul Skeens isn't on the Pirates, a day like Saturday doesn't happen. But then again, that might in the long run be a good thing for this team because it's becoming more and more evident every time we have an incident or an event like Saturday that Paul Skeens is a blessing and a curse for this team. And the way he drums up emotions and feelings in Pirates fans, on one hand, it's this incredible this incredible push and rush to want to experience it and see it and be a part of everything he does, like this bobblehead giveaway. And then on the other hand, when the Pirates don't capitalize on it and make anything of it, fans go ballistic and go crazy and basically want to bring not just bobbleheads and peanuts and water to games, but pitchforks and torches. It goes from a great kind of fun vibe to an angry, nasty one. And so I was there with Amanda and Stella on Saturday, and we leave early because we've got a 21-month-old. And we're at a parking garage probably, I don't know, 200, 300 yards from PNC Park. and I'm putting her in the backseat of her car, and I can hear "Sell the Team" chants from where I am. That's how loud they were. That's how obvious they were. And it makes me think about this situation for them. When you get swept, when you're in last place, it's no longer just a continuation of last year. It's now worse than last year. It's now taking the collapse of August and September and putting a new awful spin on it. We all heard the story Saturday that the owner of the team saw fans lined up across the Clemente Bridge and onto Fort Duquesne Boulevard. Saw fans who were trying to get in gates over near the Mazeroski statue and the Honus Wagner statue at the home plate club. And the lines are stretching all the way back towards Acrisure Stadium. People down there trying to get into a Pirates game 6-7 hours before first pitch. Things that really only happen on college football campuses when students camp out before big games. That's what it was like on Saturday being down there. And the owner sees it and he's like, wait a minute. We've screwed up this brick thing. We've messed up the... We've butchered just about everything so far this year. We've got to do something to even the score with the fans. So they decide, kind of spur of the moment, to give everyone who's got a ticket a bobblehead. So it ends all of the angst and anxiousness about people trying to figure out when to get down there. I mean, I figured there was no shot, so I didn't even attempt to get in line 4 or 5 hours before the game. So they have this PR victory. You know, people that are usually critics of the Pirates are giving them credit for doing something right and doing something well. And then you fast forward towards the end of the game, and there's "Sell the Team" chants, and there's booze, and people are livid and angry all over again and asking themselves, why do I put myself through this time and time again as the game goes on? And my number one thing from that is, if the owner is a sentient being and is aware of his surroundings enough where he's going to games and he's seeing the fan response for Skeens and he wants to make it right and do something to appease and placate and make his fans happy, why wouldn't he take that a step further? Why wouldn't he do more things to please the paying customer? You've got a general manager who's completely tone deaf to the team's current dilemma and goes on his radio show and says things about how, well, the batting averages and on-base percentage stink, but if you dig deeper and go below the surface, like you put scuba diving gear on as a baseball GM, and you'll find that these guys have actually just been unlucky this year and have performed much better. Completely out in la-la land about the roster he's built, the moves he's made, the draft picks, the lack of development, somebody who just has absolutely no clue where the team is at, where it's going, what's happened to it under his stewardship, under his watch. You've got a manager who, in all of my years watching baseball, which is almost 40 now, has the hardest time recognizing and figuring out what should be the easiest thing for someone in his chair, which is you put your best players in your lineup every day until or unless they get hurt or they get into a big prolonged slump or they have an, you know, just these mitigating circumstances where you say, all right, not everyone on this team is Lou Gehrig or Cal Ripken Jr. We'll find time to give them a blow or a day off. But right now we're swimming upstream in last place. We have a day off on Monday in what appears to be a bigger priority for this guy, Derek Shelton, and I would include Ben Cherington in this too, what appears to be a much bigger priority is keeping those guys fresh and making sure they're rested and getting back to what Skeen said at the beginning, being friends with everybody. So it's like a 5-year-old soccer game where we make sure every single kid gets in the game. Every single kid scores a goal. Every single kid gets an orange slice, and every kid gets a trophy or a medal by the time it's done. Let's make every guy who's on the team right now feel like they're included and involved, like it's this egalitarian way of doing things where all 26 guys on the roster are basically created equal. And O'Neal Cruz isn't in the lineup Sunday, and Andrew McCutchen isn't in Saturday. And to make matters worse and really twist the knife, other than Skeens, the other guy on the team who the fans love because of what he did 10 years ago makes passive-aggressive comments on social media, and then by the end of yesterday's game is standing at his locker and talking about how it's not his decision on when he plays, but he wants to play, and he seems confused over why he's not playing more when he's one of the when he's one of the team's best hitters. We've been on the air since 2010. We've seen the same number of playoff seasons three as we've seen 100 loss seasons three. So there was some good, there was some really, really bad. And in between all that is really just a sea, a clutter of losing seasons. This one is starting to take the cake as far as fan anger, fan vitriol, fan venom for what's happened here, the kind of brain dead nature and clueless nature of not only how this team plays on the field, but the things that get done off of it. I mean, I'm having people send me videos yesterday. They're watching golf on KDKA. They're watching a PGA event. And back in the day, guys used to scream on tee shots, get in the hole, or something about Howard Stern's friends. And now they're screaming things like fire Bob Nutting. At golf tournaments down in like Hilton Head, South Carolina, or whatever, wherever that is. That's how bad it's gotten. And so just like opening day, I experienced it again Saturday, and what was meant to be another one of these like touchstone, feel good. These are like what you would say layup days. These are easy days. You have a star player, you make a collectible, people love bobbleheads. They can't wait to be a part of it. You sell the game out. It's an awesome atmosphere around the ballpark before the game. And by the end of the day, people are calling into the post game on our radio station and having to censor themselves from dropping F-bombs because they're so angry with the current state of affairs. And what I don't get is if the owner is willing to do things like, man, the fans are really mad. Let me throw them a bone, let me extend an olive branch and react to the way I've treated them lately and give them, 20,000 more bobbleheads. Why doesn't that logic apply to bigger things like the manager nobody likes, the GM who people think doesn't know what he's doing, and eventually, I don't know, investing even more into the product to try to give people something that they want to go to the ballpark and support and put 40,000 people in there on a Saturday for more than just a guy's bobblehead once a year.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What we're seeing so far in our group is that what's actually happening, which we know needs to improve, is below what we would expect to happen over the course of the season.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Ben Cherington won a World Series in Boston. Looks like he is way out over his skis as Pirates GM on how, if you dig past the surface level and not just look at things like batting average and on-base percentage, these guys are unlucky hitters. They're making solid contact. They're hitting the ball hard. They're just not getting rewarded. Come on now. I mean, I've put myself through every game. I watch every game here. It's part of the gig. It's the job. If I don't watch it live, I go back and watch it. It has not occurred to me one time that the Pirates really are just like, they're banging on the door and they're just waiting for that next knock to bring it down. Andrew McCutchen, I'm conditioned to play every day. Yeah, obviously I'm 38, so I got to be able to take days off when you get them. It is April, though. Right now we perform well when we have our best team out there. If there's an opportunity to make sense for us to all be out there together, then I'm for it. But Derek Shelton keeps looking for days to get O'Neill Cruz off his feet. And Saturday, when you have your first sellout and maybe your only sellout of the year, and Andrew McCutchen is one of your better hitters and a beloved player, you play Jack Sawinski instead. And when you have a chance to bring McCutchen into the game later and help you win a game, you bring in Canario instead. It's almost like these guys are playing a game with nutting, where it's like, let's see what we can get away with. What can we do? What can we do that would anger the fans the most and still if we don't get fired? Is the guy that runs the team so asleep at the wheel, we can pretty much do whatever the hell we want and make a mockery of this team in this organization and still keep cashing checks? 412-928-9370. Zangrilli's going to be in here in a few minutes. Donnie, you had the wedding on Saturday. You weren't in this wedding. You were...
No, just attended. Just a guest.
Did you do cake?
No, cookie table.
You said you're not doing a cake for your wedding.
No, it's a massive waste of money. For people to get a piece of cake that is like the width of a piece of paper that isn't very good anyway. Just go with the cookie table.
Man, what a shot at like all these bakeries out there that do cakes. It's not even that good to begin with.
Okay, how many weddings have you gone to where you said, man, that cake was just a game changer?
Well, I've
probably never.
I've definitely had moments where I've commented positively on the cake because I've been impressed by how a cake that big could be that good. Definitely. But look, man, I also can't remember a single time in my life where I've attended a wedding and I've remembered it or liked it for the cake. People like it for the open bar. Those are reasons to, you know, celebrate like a great wedding, not the cake at the end of the day. So if that's where people are now taking money away from cakes and putting them into other things, I'm all ears to that. So did you, it's just, what can I say here? Like we come in here, this is like the second weekend in a row after the Pirates got swept, where I'm expecting an owner who had enough of a pulse to do something that fans loved Saturday afternoon, to come to his senses on the horrid, deplorable state of his team. And so why isn't he doing it? Is it because it can't be because he doesn't want to pay Shelton not to work. They paid Clint Hurdle $6 million to go away. And Shelton's got like $1 million left on his deal. Can it be because he actually thinks there's a good manager in there? And the same thing I'll say about Charrington. What is it about the job Ben's doing that has this owner who's now paying close enough attention where he's writing personal letters to fans, letting them know that he's sorry for what the team has done to hurt their feelings? How does he look at the job Ben's doing and think, you know what, like, he's on the brink of turning this thing around. I think we're headed in the right direction. If we had not heard from Nutting, or if he had been kind of like invisible or out of sight, out of mind, well, then I would have a different opinion on this. But it seems like he's taking a somewhat active role in the organization and the PR battles they're losing. The biggest PR battle they're losing is the way the team plays. So why don't you do something about that?
I also thought the Charrington stuff about the playoff atmosphere was just so out of touch.
Wait, I don't even know about that. Now you're telling me something. So what did he say about playoff atmosphere?
I'm pretty sure yesterday he said that Saturday was like a playoff like crowd because of the amount of people waiting to get in.
And your issue with that is what?
That just feels like a slap in the face given the job that he has done. This team ain't close to a playoff appearance.
Yeah, so your comeback is this. You better have enjoyed it, Ben, because
yeah,
this is the closest you're ever going to get the Pirates to one.
Why don't you do something about it then? If you say, man, this is what it's like when a team makes the playoffs around here. It is. Why don't you do something to help that cause?
I think he acts and sounds like a GM that's going to be afforded like 20 years to build a winner. He doesn't sound like he's in a rush whatsoever. He almost sounds like a guy who expects this. Like, we're right where we're supposed to be. No reason to freak out. No reason to deviate from the plan. No reason to do anything rash or crazy. When I signed up for this job, I knew it was going to take time. And the owner trusts me. He believes in me. And yeah, we might have had a hiccup or two with some draft picks or guys haven't completely developed the way that we want. But this is... right, like our projections, everything's exactly timed out and synced up the way that we want it to be. Now, privately, maybe he's pulling his hair out and freaking out, but I don't get that. I don't sense that. I've said before, like their internal projections going into the season were that they were going to be a 78-79 win team. And that, like, wasn't reason for them to try to do anything trade-wise with, like, prospects or anything like that to try to, like, goose that number and get it higher. They were either, hands tied to not make more moves. And that's why they're, you know, thought they were going to be a losing team and they didn't think they could do anything about it. Or improving their win total by two or three games this year they thought would be good enough to kind of keep everybody in their current position with the team. We got to find that Charrington clip of him talking about Saturday's game and comparing it to playoff games because that got under Donnie's skin. Dan Zangrilli is with us. Did you take umbrage with the Charrington comment about Saturday's game and how it had a playoff feel, and it's like, well, hey, why don't you do something that makes a game in April not like the highlight or high watermark of your tenure?
I mean,
here, Ben.
I heard it as that's sort of the goal. I think people are construing it. Maybe he meant it that way, that they're closer to that place than they are not, which if that's the case, obviously –
are you still on the 84 win train, or have you backed off?
No, I got to back off of that. Right, they're 8-15. How many 8-15 starts lead to an 84-win season? They'd have to go on one heck of a surge, and they'd have to find a lot of offense very quickly to support their pitching. And unfortunately, April is looking a lot like August and September at this juncture. All of the things that they weren't doing, wasting the six-inning outings, the Skeen starts. Can you imagine, Andrew, he's taken the ball for the Pirates 28 times. They've figured out a way to lose 11 of those times. That's basically 60% of the time when Paul Skeens takes the mound, they win.
I wanted the comment about positive vibes and being friends with everybody to be a shot at the manager. Did you take it that way?
No, I think it's just his business-like mindset, and I think it's in response to
But is it a business-like mindset
It was in response to the fluffy stuff that he was being asked.
Okay.
So,
well, it feels fluffy when everybody gets a chance to play over there. And star players get days off, and we get excuses made for why they need extra time off to get other guys into the lineup.
Data and science, biomechanics, it all has a place in the game, but you can't just flock to it like a moth to a light, like I think some and many in baseball do, and the Pirates, I think, are as guilty as any team of doing that. You need to have some feel. You need to allow common sense sometimes to take over, and I think much like many organizations, they just, that pendulum is way too far to that area.
And McCutchen seems frustrated by it.
Well, and I think a lot of baseball people are frustrated by that. People between the lines, or have been in between the lines, or are currently in between the lines, they kind of get frustrated by that. Like, how can you look at that collection of humanity wrapped around for basically miles, right?
Yep.
Across the bridge to Fort Duquesne Boulevard. And yeah, while they're all there to see Paul Skeens, they don't see Andrew McCutchen. And that's not just from nostalgic purposes. You can argue that he's their top 2-3 hitter.
Dan, they didn't even put him in the game later to pinch hit.
I mean, I'm on record as to what my thoughts were there post-game Saturday.
You were fine with it?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
I was being sarcastic.
No. They had what? They had Bart, IKF, and Kutch.
And Canario hit.
All available. And Canario, who had not hit, by the way, since Sunday.
Dan, it's stuff like that that does make me think when we get people who want to stick up for Shelton and blame the owner. It's decisions like that that reinforce for me that he's not cut out for this job. He's a hitting coach. That experience there or success there does not translate necessarily to being a manager. It's a completely different job description. He's just not manager material. And what I don't get is if the owner is awake enough and alive enough where he's driving to a stadium and he says, we need to do something to make our fans happy. When is he going to get to a point where he feels that way about his GM and his manager? How about placating fans that way and throwing them that bone? That's the one they want. Yeah, I mean, 15,000 people were made happier on Saturday because he gave them a bobblehead. But how about the hundreds of thousands of people that make up your fan base? They're sick of this manager and GM, and he should be too. And allegedly, he was close to that before the season even started.
That's why I stick to my 60-game mark, and I think I was on with you last week. You know, I think you asked the question something to the effect of how much longer can something like this go on?
Yeah.
I know that question has been posed to me on my show. I say 60 games, if they're sitting and pacing similarly, there's probably going to be a change or changes made. And I think that
the GM acts like he's got a lifetime contract here. That's how he comes off to me. Like, he doesn't think there's the threat of him getting the pink slip whatsoever. Like, this is all part of the bigger picture plan that he has.
I think it's selling out even at the expense of your own job to the process and the formula. And I think that there's a lot of general managers that are wired that way. I remember Neil Huntington being wired similarly and even saying as much that, listen, I'm sticking to this even if
so
it basically means my job.
So what was his process, that they were going to be a winner 8 years in? It's year six. When he sat down with the owner and said, this is my vision for the team, when did he have ticketed for a winning season?
I'd love to know that answer. Because that also may be part of the recipe here for the lack of activity or action by nutting? I mean, just throwing out a hypothetical. I don't know anything to this end. That's why I'd love to know the answer to the question. What does their internal clock and plan and formula, where do they have this calculus ending with the Pirates eventually being a winner? Is it 25? Is it 26? Is it 27? And I'm sure that has obviously been shared with Nutting. So what are those internal expectations, the deadlines? Because I can't believe anybody who's a businessman, which Nutting is going to allow for this just to be completely open-ended and there be no results delivered at some time.
Think about the business part of it that you just mentioned. His brand right now, the team's brand, is in a bad spot.
That's why he's pissed off. I came on here 2 weeks ago because all of that, everything. I mean, what is there for him to be happy about?
Well, that's why I don't think resting on your laurels and having some kind of arbitrary, we need to see how it goes, plays out over X number of games is even worth it. I don't see Derek Shelton's light bulb going on and all of a sudden he's going to make better decisions and he's going to have guys, I don't know, not make outs at third base once every other game. It's unreal, dude, that keeps happening to them.
I mean, that happened, what, two nights in a row?
But hey, he said they were going to win games on the margins this year.
So Reynolds makes an out, what, Friday night in the ninth inning at third base. And then the very next night, can you believe that? Valdez in, I mean, that's as Jeff-worthy as there is.
There are no repercussions for that, though. I mean, you're right back in the cleanup spot the next day. Dan, you get a break, and you're back tomorrow.
That I am.
For the
West Coast
Night Owl games.
Angels and then the Dodgers over the weekend. Hey, Andrew, the schedule has been, outside of the Yankees, relatively soft.
I know, and it gets really hard now. What is it? Angels, Dodgers, Cubs, Padres, I think, are the next four series.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.